So I've heard Mikhail, I've heard Michael Brooks.
Yeah.
Straight from you, how do you pronounce your first name?
It's Mikhail.
It is
Mikhail. Yeah, it's spelled M-I-C apostrophe H-A-E-L. Most people don't put the apostrophe, so end up looking like Michael. So.
Do you ever get triggered by people calling you Michael?
You know what, I used to, but ever since I was like second, third grade, it's been getting mistaken, so I just got used to it now.
All right, now you've become a big part of this team, especially stopping the run. What do you attribute that to?
Man, I just try to find my place on the team, man. This is a great defense, a lot of good players. I just try to find my place, man, and Coach Jones said that he wanted me to emphasize stopping the run, so that's what I've been focusing on.
You find your job is a lot easier with guys like Charleston Hughes, Willie Jefferson on the end, and
exactly.
Zach right beside you.
Exactly, man. It's a whole lot easier. You know, we complement each other really well because none of us play alike, but we all know how to work with each other, so it works out pretty good.
Now you joined the team a little bit midway through the season here. You didn't get the full benefit of being with them through training camp and everything. How's been the bonding going since you've been here?
Great, man. The D-line room is a great group of guys, man. Charleston is the funniest old guy. So, you know, me and Zach are roommates, so we're real tight. And Willie, I've been knowing Willie for about 7-8 years since college. So, you know, everything's going great.
So Zach's your roommate. What does he do that just annoys you?
You know what, Zach talks about my snoring, but he snores. So when we go on away trips and I'm like, he's like, hey, I got to get my earplugs because you snoring. I'm like, dude, you snoring too. So that's kind of one thing that I don't like. But
you guys are like an old married couple.
Exactly. Exactly. And they have it quick.
Who's the biggest prankster on the team?
Charleston, without a doubt. Charleston Hughes. I tell him all the time he's way too old to act this silly. He's way too old. But hey, look at him now, bro, if you want to pick around. Just look at him. Look, doing an interview all the time.
What's a normal day in the life of Mikhail Brooks?
During the season, it's pretty boring. You know, I wake up, come to practice, do my thing, and then afterwards, there's a lot of video games, and I like to be outside, so I go for a lot of walks and just sitting outside. And it was cool until it started getting cold in Regina, so that's what I do.
This is nothing yet.
I heard.
Wait for, you know, another month or so here.
And you know what's funny?
October?
Yeah, I heard, bro. And the funny thing is, I never had to play in cold in Camden. I was in BC, and we was always in a dome, so never had to play in it. So it's going to be a shock.
Well, at least we didn't get snow like Calgary.
Like Calgary, I've seen it, yeah.
What motivates you on the field?
Just the competition of it all, man. I love competition. I love D-line playing, just beating the guy in front of you, and that's what it comes down to. So the competition and the winning just what motivates me.
What is it about the game of football itself that keeps you in it, that you love so much?
Like I said, it's got to be the competition part, man. Just every year, just to come in and you just to prove, you know, your dominance against somebody else or against a couple teams. So every year you get to come in and it's like a refresher every single year. So that's why I like it and it keeps me going.
So you get a time machine, you can go back anywhere in time.
Yeah.
What event do you go see first?
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
Oh, wow. Oh, you caught me off guard. But it would have to be, I'm either going to ancient Rome, or I'm going to see dinosaurs. It's one of those.
I like that. What's your favorite dinosaur?
I'm thinking. I can't think of the name right now, but it's the one. It's like the one with the long beak that flies.
The pterodactyl.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Either that or a raptor, because I kind of like those two.
So you're a big fan of the Jurassic Park?
Yeah. That was cool as shit. Yeah. I like the raptors, yeah. Not so much a pterodactyl guy. Not so much.
Well, it's the small arms, right?
Yeah.
he's limited.
Yeah,
right?
He's short.
If you could only have one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Man, so if you asked me about 5 months ago, I would have had something different. But I quit eating pork and beef. So it would have to be some sort of chicken something. Not really sure. Let's try barbecue chicken pizza. Let's try that.
Oh, nice. Good choice.
Let's try that.
Do you have any special hidden talents?
Hidden? No. I think I'm pretty good at everything. I kind of try, so nothing's really hidden. And I tell everybody about it, too. So.
Jack of all trades, master of none?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What is one thing Rider fans should know about Mikhail Brooks?
I'm coming to play every week. And, you know, since I've been here, we've been doing a pretty good job on the run stopping. So I'm coming to play every week, and we shouldn't have to worry about that no more.
All right, now I got a couple lightning round questions for you. Just answer really quick. Action or comedy?
Action.
Sweet or salty snacks?
Ooh, I don't know. Pass on that one. That's tough.
All of them?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Your favorite cereal?
Oh, Frosted Flakes. Yeah.
Do you put sugar on it too?
No.
I used to do that as a kid.
No, my dad does that, and I thought it was weird, but no, I don't. Yeah.
Guilty pleasure? Music.
Old school, like R&B, like
Tony Braxton.
Nah, we talking older. Marvin Gaye, Al Green. That, I grew up on that type of stuff with my dad, so that's what I like.
All right, and your favorite kind of cookie?
Oh, a white chocolate macadamia nut. I think I said that right, yeah.
Nice. And final one for you. Dogs or cats?
Dogs. Ooh, that's easy. I've never met so many cat people since I came to Canada. Canada loves cats. They love them. Everywhere I go, it's cats. I can't stand them. They're so creepy, bro. Like, you know, they don't make noise. They just
sneak around.
Yeah, they just pop up. And they got retractable claws, and that's freaky. Like, no. Dogs.
All right, Mikhail, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate
it. You, man.